Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, like you said, I'm not going to make excuses. What happened, happened, and we're going to try to keep it there.
How much of it was the ball?
We'll see what ball we're playing with, right?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and we are delighted to welcome in Taylor McGregor on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Taylor is with the Marquee Network. She will be covering the Chicago Cubs. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Morning, Taylor.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. I'm doing great. Excited to get this thing started. I can't believe that we're just over a week away from the first spring training game. It's exciting.
So we just heard Craig Kimbrell coming in there, and obviously when we're talking about baseball, we're talking about getting something from the bullpen. We're talking about a guy like that needing to be significantly better. How much do you think the fact that he was out of baseball for the first part of the season, how much does that affect him, and does that offer almost a pass for him heading into this year with the problems last year?
Well, yeah, I don't think he would say that it offers him a pass. I think baseball players are very routine oriented, and it takes them a little bit to get into their routine and figure out what works for them in a season. I haven't met Craig yet, but I don't believe that he would probably say, like, take blame for other things. I think, you know, he remembers the success that he had and the success that ultimately landed him in a Cubs uniform and is probably focusing more on that. And I'm excited with what I've heard about the pitch lab and how the Cubs have been able to renovate pitchers, if you will, kind of back to former states, you know, like looking at what he had been really good at and mechanical things that he had done that allowed him to be successful, and using the technology that they have to get him back to that. So I wouldn't necessarily focus on, you know, being out of the game or whatnot, but just remembering the success that he had, why he ultimately landed in the Cubs uniform, and get him back to that state.
Taylor, so Chicago will get to know you soon because Marquee launches in a week from tomorrow on February 22nd. But for people who aren't familiar with your story, you grew up in Colorado, and your late father was the president of the Rockies. And how did that upbringing and how did being around a baseball environment as a young girl prepare you for this career and this job that you're taking with the Cubs?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, I grew up obsessed with the game of baseball. You know, it was all I wanted to watch and talk about. And so really it set the foundation for just a true passion of the game. You know, I was telling a friend yesterday, like, I remember in college, my professors probably don't like to hear this, but, you know, I'd be in lectures watching watching Rockies and baseball games on my iPad because I was just infatuated by the game. So I think first and foremost, like that's what it gave me. But then two, what's allowed me to be successful in this job, I think, is the perspective that I was able to get from a very early age, you know, like hearing things and then knowing the truth because my dad was right in the middle of it, right? And so kind of, I think, being able to decipher between things that you hear and probably what's reality is what I would think has helped me the most. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I take from my childhood. Those would probably be at the top of the list.
What's going on with Nolan Arenado? And if he's traded here for Chris Bryant, how great would that be?
Well, you know, I think you get kind of biased towards players that you watch every day. And I've watched Nolan every day for the past 2 years and beyond. Before I was even working with him, I watched him regularly. But, I mean, he is a very special talent offensively and defensively. I mean, there's a reason he's won 6 gold gloves. Like, the guy is just an absolute maniac in the field, which is so fun to watch. Now, as for what's going on with him, I wish I had answers to that. I don't, but, you know, I know he's preparing for a season, whatever uniform he's going to be in.
Taylor, why the Cubs? Why now? What was it about this job that appealed to you? Because you're leaving behind, you're in your comfort zone. You know the Rockies well. That is an organization that's been very good to you and your family. And yet here it is, the Cubs launching their own network. What was it about Marquee?
You know, first it was Chicago and the Cubs. It's a long time been a city and franchise that I've admired. And so getting the chance to work with a team that has so much history was so exciting for me. And then launching of the new network is so exciting. I think within this career, getting to be a part of something new is really exciting, and it doesn't come around very often. And so the thought of being a part of a network that was launching was cool. But then also when I got to know the people who were running it and the people who are going to be a part of it day to day, that was ultimately, I think, what sold me. There's just, it's going to be so awesome, and the people who are involved are innovative and creative. They're good people, and that was a huge sell for me.
What did you think of the Cubs fan convention? I know I saw you tweet out something that was quite spectacular.
Yeah, you know, that's so much fun for me to be a part of. I had never gotten to even go to Rockies Fest, so really the closest thing I had seen to a fan fest was probably back in college. I went to the University of Arkansas and I worked for the baseball team there. And they have a little fan fest every year to kickstart the season. So that's really what I compared it to. But it was just so much fun to see the passion and the pride that the fans have. And, you know, the fact that there was so much snow on the ground that weekend and fans still came out in mass numbers and just so excited and so knowledgeable about what's going on really impressed me. And it was cool for me, too, to meet a lot of the people who I was going to be working with. It was really an exciting weekend, and I loved every second of it.
You know, you're one of the few people in Chicago watching this Cubs team that can really describe what it's like to have Tyler Chatwood pitch well, because he was a good pitcher for the Rockies. So maybe that gives you insight that that we don't share right now. But when you look at Tyler, when you look at that pitching staff, what do you expect from the Cubs this season, and especially the pitchers?
Well, yeah, you know, here in Colorado, I think I've learned one thing for sure. This game begins and ends with pitching, right? Like, I mean, in Colorado, we've had talent in the field for years, but the successful seasons that they've had here all depend on how good the pitching is. So it's incredibly important. And again, I'm really excited to see the use of this technology. I mentioned this off the top, but with the Pitch Lab, like, you look at the ERA of the bullpen of the Cubs the past 3 years, and although they've been in the high leverage situations, not the success they would have wanted, like, they've still been able to help guys figure out what's going on and get them back to times when they've been successful, or help them harness tools that will get them to that level of success that they desire. So I think it's going to be interesting to kind of see what they can do with Tyler Chatwood and, you know, build upon the success of a Yu Darvish last season, and then Kyle Hendricks, of course, you know, his 2017 season and look back at those times and find that blueprint and try to bring that out this year. And I'm always excited when I see the use of that technology kind of come to fruition. And that's what I'm kind of relying on and the hope that I have when I look at that pitching staff is, okay, well, you know, what's going to happen? And I get excited. I think there is going to be some success that we aren't talking about now, but, you know, middle of the season, we'll look back and be like, wow, like that's awesome that he was able to kind of get back to something that made him successful in the past.
The Marquee Network is launching in just over another week here. What can we expect from it? Have you, you know, do you know what the sets are going to look like? Have you guys been, you know, we know the offices are up and running. What should we expect?
Oh yeah, the sets are second to none. I got to see them when I was out for Cubs convention and man, they're beautiful. It's going to be, you're going to love it. I think just super cool. And then the shows that they're put together, just the round table shows and, you know, the programming that they'll have outside of games is going to be phenomenal. I know on launch day, they're going to air an Ernie Banks documentary. And so just Cubs-centric programming like it's never been done before. Just 24/7 Cubs, I think, is what you can expect.
The lineup of analysts is pretty impressive. I mean, the Marquee Network had a better offseason than the Cubs roster themselves.
Oh, man.
I mean, with Pinella and DeRosa and
Gracie. Mark,
we heard from Gracie the other day on the station. Taylor, and do you know most of these guys? Did you meet them for the first time at the convention? How exciting is that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew of them all, obviously. I had met some guys. I interned at MLB Network back in college, and so I had met a lot of them as an intern. I don't really think they remembered me, but I was like, hey, remember that annoying intern who used to ask you questions? Yeah, that was me. So I'm really excited for what all of those guys are going to bring. And I think it's so cool when you look at the lineup, you know, what each of them are going to bring, because it's going to be something new and exciting every single night in the perspectives. You know, whether it's the generation that they played in or the position that they held, and then the position that they hold currently, you know, like everybody's going to bring a unique perspective, which is what I'm really excited about, kind of a fresh eyes on the game each night and fresh analysts kind of rotating throughout the season. I think it's going to be really cool.
We had Crane Kenny on, was it a month ago, maybe longer? He, of course, the Cubs president of business operations, and he said that he was calling up the cable companies and asking if they were getting Marquee, which I thought was hysterical because there's still a question of whether or not it's going to be on Comcast. Do you have any knowledge of how universal this is going to be for our listeners?
You know, I don't. That's a little above my pay grade, but I will tell you, I do know that they are working tirelessly to get a deal done.
So we'll put you on
deal
the spot.
Done,
yeah.
So before we let you go, we'll put you on the spot. Do you think Nolan Arenado opens the season in a Colorado Rocky uniform?
I do. I do think he opens up the season in a Colorado uniform.
What about Chris Bryant in a Cubs uniform?
You know, I'm going to say yes to that. Do I think he opens the season in a Cubs uniform? I do. I really do.
Excellent.
So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we're on board with you.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's going to be difficult to move him before opening day, so they'll probably go into the season and look at the trade deadline as maybe the next big deadline. So if you get to know Chris Bryant, I think you'll like him because he is a guy that is the same guy every day.
And I also think we just assured that he'll be traded this weekend.
Yes, yes. That'll come back on Monday morning after he's traded over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just because we said
exactly.
He would.
That's how life works, right? Taylor, thank you a ton. Great catching up with you.
Guys,
we appreciate
it. Thanks for having me on. It was awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. That's Taylor McGregor, Marquee Network, Cubs reporter. You're going to get to know her quite a bit. You'll see her all the games, and it'll be fun.
Interesting background with Colorado and kind of growing up in the organization.
Knowing the game always helps.
Knowing the game, knowing how to deal around that environment and kind of – that's important. You know, when you're around clubhouses a lot, you just kind of – there are times – to approach and times to retreat, and you kind of have to know when.
There's a definite feel to it. When will I learn that? That's the question. No, there are some guys just very awkward, and by guys I mean, you know, reporters that just don't understand where the break is, and it gets kind of ugly sometimes. So you got to make sure that you know what your where you're welcome, where you're not.
She comes to Chicago with some bona fides, and I think that's important. And I think that, you know, you just want to sound she's been on the station before. She's pretty authentic and a lot of enthusiasm, and that's a good place to start.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and then I think we get the weekend off, if I'm not mistaken. But first, we speak to them. Mully and Hall on the Score.
This hour brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted, Never Fried. Snack nuts, never fried, nothing to hide.
No matter what side of town you're from, no matter what team you root for, if it's from Chicago, we've got you covered. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score, dominating the Chicago sports landscape for nearly three decades. A radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I want to tell you about how I lost weight on Nutrisystem. I remember when I first realized it was working. It wasn't very difficult. It was 1 week in. Immediate effect. You knew that things were going well. And if you want to feel great and look great too, you can join me and get started today with Nutrisystem. After a few weeks on the program, you'll be getting people complimenting you. They will notice quickly. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love: pizza, burgers, chicken parm, even ice cream. And Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Their meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat burning mode. All the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose. Guys, lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code radio to get 50% off, plus a week of protein pack shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use the promo code radio to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, I'm Cody Decker.
And I'm Jen Sturger. And together, we're hosts of Swings and Misses, a radio.com sports original. We're live from Los Angeles every day, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, with the biggest stories in sports, pop culture, and everything in between.
To watch and listen to us live, head to radio.com/swings. Download the radio.com app and search Swings. Or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play Swings and Misses.
Or listen to us on demand anytime on the radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Valentine's is this month, and did you know that romance can be eco-friendly? Simply give your sweetheart an experience rather than a gift. You can plan a night on the town that includes dinner at a local restaurant, ballroom dancing, or tickets to the theater. You could also plan a couple's massage or even a hot air balloon ride. You can create a great memory without creating any physical waste. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Honest to God, I have to remind myself that David Ross is the manager of this team. Why? Because they haven't done anything. Because what will David Ross do with this team? The first questions you asked about David Ross as manager the moment he retired are the same questions now as they were then.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is former NFL quarterback Gus Frat, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, where my co-host Dave and I interview our guests about how sports shape their lives. Jump in the huddle to find out what famous sports writer got caught stealing avocados, how an NFL legend had to convince his mom to let him play peewee football, or how a supermodel became a beach volleyball star. We all know the best stories are told in the huddle. Join Huddle Up with Gus, a radio.com original podcast at radio.com. or on the new radio.com app.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy.